Good evening everyone for being here. I'm going to talk about yield performance of sweet potato as an alternative agriculture enterprise in Delaware state. My name is Lekha Powdel. I'm farm management specialist and plant scientist there. Sweet potato Ipomoea batatas is a dicotyledonous plant that belongs to the family Convolvulaceae, same like morning glory. It is evolved in tropical America, need frost-free growing season of almost 5 months, rich source of carbohydrates and vitamins including A, beta-carotene. North Carolina, Louisiana are the great state in USA, and average US yield is 27,478 kg per hectare. China is the largest producer in the world. It can be grown during drought condition with minimum input. Leaf root can be eaten and it is staple food in many parts of the world and industrial crop in developed world. It is a crop of $500 million worth in the USA and produce almost 26.5 million hundredweight by 2013. World harvested 2.8 billion hundredweight and US contribution is nearly 1%. China produces almost 81% of world production. It is nice crop from food security and hunger point of view. Because 1 hectare of sweet potato can feed more people than any other grain with less energy input. And these are the states from North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana and California are the greatest state. I mean, they are the states they grow most of the sweet potato. And the goal of this work is to reach out the underserved community. In our states, we have a minority population. Among the minority, there are some, you know, immigrants, some underserved, you know, population, and they have very limited income. Most of them are living under poverty line or poverty, just around the poverty. So we are trying to reach them with this crop. We have started this from 2012. And this is... The design was a randomized complete block design. The plot size is 5 by 25 feet long. Soil is clay loam with pH 6.8. We did not use any chemicals and no other inputs. Date of planting always in June 12 and we harvest in October 16. And we planted slips of 8 to 10 inches long. Plant to plant distance was 1 feet apart. So this is the land. After primary tillage, after secondary tillage, we cover the bed with the plastic. And then we planted, these are the, you know, growing potatoes. It's you know, flowering is very rare and very you know not you know very dissimilar. Harvesting. These are the student worker we are you know working with the help of students. And this is some cross section of these potato varieties. So we planted four varieties, variety V1, V2, V4, V6. Among them, in 2012, variety 2, Birmingham, variety 4, that gave the highest yield, 44,157 kg per hectare. And in 2013, Birmingham or V2 gave highest yield, 39,138, and in 2014, again this variety gave highest yield, and on an average, in a combined analysis, we did not find significantly difference. So these all varieties are exceeded the national sweet potato yield of the USA. And this is, you know, we can use this in different, to make different food items, as well as, you know, it is very popular in bioenergy crop also. So, you know, in this analysis, you know, varieties are significant, highly significant. And then variety and year interaction was highly significant. So, based on this, you know, these varieties perform well in Delaware climate since they yield higher than US average in sweet potato yield. US average yield in 2012 and 2013 were 26,223 kg per hectare and 27,478 kg per hectare, respectively. So, based on, in comparison to these two yield of national yield, our yield way better. So, and our, you know, farmers, growers, they are interested and they are, you know, planting. And it is the great source of nutrition with cheap investment. We are trying to reach our clientele with research finding through field demonstration, field days, fact sheets, like that. And I would like to acknowledge our Dean, Dr. Mars, and I have a extension horticulture specialist here, Dr. Rose Ogutu. Can you stand up? Yeah. So I would like to recognize her, and then other student workers, and then from last year, this project has been supported by USDA capacity building grant. So I would like to recognize that. So I need to include that here. And I'm working there as a farm management specialist. I have compare with other crop in enterprise budget, through enterprise budget. So this sweet potato is giving higher net return than any other soybean, corn, any other crop. You know, we did not apply any input here, only that black plastic for in the bed, right? That's it. No mulch, no other input, nothing.
No fertilizer.
No fertilizer. Yeah.
What was the management practice, or like what was grown prior to the first initial crop, and then subsequently after and before the rest of the crop?
Yeah, what we have been doing, crop rotate.
Okay.
Number one, right? We rotate them, and simply once we prepare the land, we cover the plastic. We apply the drip tip for irrigation. Okay. That's it. And then we plant them, and in a exact 4 months or 120 days later, we harvested them.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
You carried out the study for 2 years.
3 years.
3 years.
Yes.
And without any fertilizer application?
Yeah.
Do you think that is sustainable?
You know, in our clientele, they are fallow. They are not growing any crop. The land is just fallow. We are targeting them. We are reaching them, and we are talking them. Hey, you can just plant and don't do anything. You will get very good yield.
Now you recommend that to the farmers?
Yes, we are recommending what we are doing, and people are like, and they are trying, you know.
When you harvest your crop, you are taking out nutrients, and you should have a way of replenishing.
And this is the. We are developing this as a organic. We are recommending them later on to use cover crop, you know, in cover crop, different cover crop. So now, since this is starting, so we are, you know, giving them message that this needs very minimum input, but it gives good return in terms of money. So. Yeah, so in addition of that, we have other prescription. We help them to plant a cover crop and other things we can recommend them. Yes. Yes, sir.
I see that one of the varieties you grew were purple.
Yes.
Purple variety.
Purple.
And so the yield of the purple was comparable to the others.
Yes.
How about the marketability?
Yeah, that is good question. You know, this project, this work, we are trying to educate farmers, our target audience, who are very, you know, subsistence farmers, are underserved, right? So nowadays what they are doing, they are planting, you know, 100 slips, some planting 100 slips, some trying to plant 50 slips, they are just trying. So since it has a lot of, you know, antioxidant, it's gaining popularity. I believe in the future, maybe, you know, some people come and they plant in large, you know, area. Yeah. Quality, yeah, some, you know, in, from nutrition point of view, we have some, yeah. Last year we did not a whole 3 years, we have analyzed 2 years, you know, in our food lab, yes. Yes, Dr. Rao.
Yeah, just to extend on the comment.
Yeah. Yeah. In a small area, you know, we can change and plant, you can get. And as he said, after 3-4 years, maybe you need to put something. By that time, you may grow some cover crop or make soil more fertile. Yes, Roj.
Now the land that was used for the potato is land that is being transitioned to organic and it has global water. So, you know, not a whole lot of land, but it was very
Did you say it had clover?
Clover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We had a clover, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, before it.
That fixes a fair amount, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you said that there's a poster representing this downstairs in the...
No, no, I don't have poster.
Oh, you don't have a poster?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can give you, we can, you know...
It'll be, this will be available
okay.
Probably in a couple months, I would imagine, with your talk.
Okay.
I think any more questions? Okay, thank you very much.
All right.